Yes, we're back from Roswell, and I wanted to take this opportunity to talk to you a little bit about what's up and coming in July on these programs, these series of shows. We had a great time in Roswell. We have lots of information for you coming up on shows. We have found out, I don't know that anybody else has really reported this on a national basis or not, but they're in the process of building a huge resort in Roswell. It'll be open in time for the grand opening of July 2006, and this resort will be somewhat similar in many ways to the Star Trek experience at the Las Vegas Hilton in Las Vegas, but it'll be more than that. It's a giant hotel complex, a resort in the shape of a flying saucer. It'll have a theater, a state-of-the-art theater, seat about 1,000 people, I understand. They'll have a movie theater complex as well. They'll have the Milky Way Galaxy Cafe, in which literally you're transported into outer space for lunch or dinner. Luxury rooms and a major, major hotel complex that is being built. In addition to that, they'll also have a little outside, I guess they'll be calling them pods or something. We'll get more details on that. In fact, we are going to talk to the person who is spearheading this complex later on in a show in July. I just wanted to be the first to break the news about the big Roswell. I think they're calling it Earth Station Roswell. And Roswell's needed this for a long time. This year's celebration, the 4th of July celebration at Roswell, was probably one of their better ones. In many ways, they almost had too many things going. We stayed at the hotel where Guy Malone, who was the promoter for a conference on UFOs, in which he wanted to examine the spirituality and Christianity angles of UFOs, and combine it with secular speakers as well. We had a great time with Stanton Friedman. Stanton, of course, was at the UFO Museum, along with Don Smith and Tom Carey. And ABC was there. Peter Jennings evidently has a documentary coming out soon, they're putting together now, about something I'm paraphrasing here, but something like, is there life out there? And they did stand up, so Smith and also went out to the crash site. And Stanton Friedman spent a couple hours with them as well. We had breakfast with Stanton one morning. And Stanton told us about a harrowing experience he had on the way to the conference. He evidently fell asleep at the wheel of his car as he was driving into, I'm not quite sure where he catches an airplane out of Canada, I guess Augusta, Maine, probably. Anyway, he was on the highway, an interstate, and he literally fell asleep, and the next thing he knew, he was airborne, and his car plummeted into an area of brush and woods, and they literally had to cut their way in there to get him out. The airbag went off, and Stanton survived without any major injuries. He did have a little bit of a voice problem, and you'll notice that when we have him on the program in July as well. But Stanton was very, very lucky, and he managed to get on into the airport and get on an airplane and get out to Albuquerque, and then he got back in a car and drove down to Roswell. Stanton's one of our favorite people, and we really, really cannot express how well, he is. I mean, you couldn't tell he had been in this terrible automobile accident at all by his demeanor. And he really kind of only opened up at breakfast. He didn't want to talk about it too much when we visited him at the UFO Museum. We also had breakfast with Ann Druffel. And Ann Druffel, of course, has been on the show before when we talked about Professor McDonald and his suicide in connection with investigations of UFOs over the years. And Ann Druffel, of course, one of the premier ladies in the UFO research business. She told me she'd been in UFO research for 47 years. We always have a good time with Ann. And Roberta Scott and I had her down and met her for breakfast. Roberta was there as our producer, the same producer we had over at Eureka Springs. And I want to let you know that we are going to have a really, really very, very good section here. Roberta went all the way out like she always does and took pictures and pictures and pictures. And all of the interviews and all the programs went well. Smashing, as they say. And I think you'll enjoy all of them. Our good friend Stephen Bassett was there. Stephen, of course, a political animal, just like ourselves, and we were around when the announcement was made about the vice presidential candidate for the Democrats. And I had some interesting things to talk to Stephen about in one of these shows, about whether or not the Bush administration is going to get reelected and how this might play into the whole subject of disclosure. Now, Stephen lost a little money on the X conference. He said he didn't mind me mentioning that. And he's out beating the woods or the mountains as we speak, actually, because he went to Albuquerque. He'll be up in Denver. He's going out to Phoenix. He'll be around. He'll be on the road through September. We also were able to talk to Lisa Davis. I'm sorry. Lisa Davis is an up-and-coming UFO person. She is instrumental in putting the conference, the UFOC conference, the National UFO Conference, and this is going to be at the Renaissance Hotel at Hollywood and Highland, Hollywood Boulevard and Highland Avenue in Hollywood, California, which is kind of interesting. At one time I had an office there many years ago before they renovated that place. And there were several of us Hollywood types at the time. At the time I was doing a syndicated radio show out of Los Angeles. So that'll be held on October 29th, 30th, and 31st in Hollywood, California. Then, of course, we'll be going straight to Las Vegas, Nevada, where we'll spend some time with Lorraine de Lafis and her conference, which is actually taking place at the Sands Convention Center. And before that, we'll go out to Sunset Station, and Ron Wood is having his second annual crash retrieval conference. So we've got lots of plans coming up on doing lots of visits, going places and doing things and exploring things. As far as some of the other things that are happening here with the convention in Roswell, we'll give you a kind of an overview. We talked to quite a few people, and some of these people we had not had a chance to get on the air before. So in July, keep checking back all the time, because we have a very, very interesting lineup of exceptional guests. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Of course, the Alien Hunter was there, and Daryl Sims had an interesting little show with him. It's always interesting when we have Daryl on. And our good friend Dennis Malthuser out there. He, of course, had lots of things to say and do. And they have a good hour with Dennis and Mary Sutherland, of course, our good friend and fellow radio broadcaster was there, and she joined me in a couple of broadcasts that we did over at the convention center. So all of that's coming up, and Mary's got some interesting things. She's out investigating a lot of things that are, you know, she's into the paranormal these days as much as UFOs. And we expect to have a pretty thrilling show with her pretty soon concerning a town built over Indian or prehistoric man sacred burial grounds. Is it haunted? Well, it'll be an interesting story. So we're going to cover the gamut of Roswell. I just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that we have some great shows coming up, and give you a report on our trip to Roswell. Roswell's continuing to grow. This time around, they had even more entertainers than usual. And Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and Lacey J. Dalton on Saturday night. And on Friday night, they had an old-time rock and roll show with the Temptations and the Platters. I just wanted you to know what happened in Roswell in 2004.